Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Father God, I thank you, God, for everybody that's listening on tonight, God. I pray, Lord God, that you move upon them tonight, God, and do what needs to be done in their lives on tonight, God. After hearing this message that you gave to be released on tonight, I thank you, Lord God, for being the vessel that comes forth tonight, Lord God. I ask God, me mightily, Lord God, for your benefit, however you see fit, God. Help your people on tonight. Release the guilt. May God be the glory. Get the glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. And as I always say, I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text for tonight is just one scripture, and it comes from 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4 from the New Living Translation. Saul's son, Jonathan, had a son named Mephibosheth who was crippled as a child. He was 5 years old when the report came from Israel that Saul and Jonathan had been killed in battle. When the child's nurse heard the news, she picked him up and fled. But as she hurried away, she dropped him, and he became crippled. Again, in 2 Samuel 4, verse 4 from the New Living Translation. Mephibosheth's nurse felt the need to flee with him after the death of his father, Jonathan, and his grandfather, King Saul, because it was common during that time for the new ruling power to kill off any potential heirs of the former king to secure their claim to the throne. The nurse, fearing for young Mephibosheth's life, hurriedly fled to protect him from any harm that might come from the Philistines or from within Israel itself. Unfortunately, in her haste, she dropped Mephibosheth, causing his lifelong lameness. This act was out of a sense of urgency and protection, as Mephibosheth, being in the royal line, was at risk of assassination after the fall of his family's destiny. After the fall of his destiny, dynasty, sorry. Imagine being a nurse of a normal, active, 5-year-old boy. He's running around, playing, doing what children his age normally do. As the day goes on, you get some bad news, and in a gesture to protect the child, you pick him up and flee, accidentally dropping him in the process, and things are never the same after that. The guilt his nurse must have struggled with, knowing there was nothing she could do to undo the process, to undo the prognosis. This once normal, active child was now crippled for life. And even though her instincts were on point, she was right in what she did. Her instinct was on point, and she did the right thing by hurrying to leave with him. Otherwise, he would have been killed off, assassinated, now that his father and grandfather were both dead and power was about to switch hands. She did the right thing for all the right reasons, and still something happened that she didn't expect. And many of you can relate. You did the right thing for all the right reasons, and still something happened that you didn't expect. Your heart was in the right place when you made the decision you made. You were trying, based on the information you had, to do what you thought was best for a loved one, especially if you're a caregiver. You were trying to do the best you could with the information that you had for a loved one. You were trying to do what you thought was best for a patient. There was a time in Scripture when Jesus, from the cross, had to do the same thing. He had to look down and make one final decision for his mother before he would give his life for us. Jesus had to make a decision about who would care for his mother in his absence, where she would live. Jesus was in pain, hanging on the cross, so it probably wasn't the best time for him to be making a decision like that. But like many of you, he had no choice. A decision like that is never easy under any circumstances, but he had no choice. Like many of you, he had no choice. He did the best he could in the moment with what he had. John 19, verse 26 through 27 from the NIV. This is when Jesus was on the cross, when Jesus saw his mother there near the cross and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus made the decision to give his mother to the disciple he loved, for him to take her into his home and care for her, be her son, for him to be her son and she his mother. Even though, check this out, even though the Bible clearly says in Mark 6, verse 3 from the NIV, that Jesus had four brothers. That's right, Jesus had four brothers. Their names were James, Joseph, Judas, and he had sisters. But the text doesn't give their names, but he had four brothers and some sisters. Yet he made the decision to leave his mother, their mother, with his beloved disciple and not one of them. That's something to think about. You see how relatable Jesus was to us in a way when he was in his bodily form? Because many of you are making a decision like that right now. Instead of leaving them with one of his siblings, he doesn't leave his mother, their mother, his beloved disciple, and not one of them. That's a word for somebody with aging parents. You are feeling guilty about the decision you're being forced to make. Come on, let's be real on Politify tonight. You know your siblings. You know what they're capable of. You hate to choose between them, but you know what you need to do. That's a word for somebody with aging parents. You're feeling guilty about the decision you're being forced to make. But I'm here to tell you on tonight, let Jesus be your example. There is no other way. Let Jesus be your example. As a matter of fact, let Jesus always be your example in everything. Let him lead the way. Do what he would have done. And I just told you what he would have done. Again, that was John 19, verse 26 and 27. If you want to go back and look at what he did, and maybe the Lord will give you further revelation for what you're going through. Somebody, there is no way you could have seen how things would end up. There's no way you could have seen how things would end up. You're not God. Only he makes known the end from the beginning, according to Isaiah 46 and 10. But yet you're beating yourself up on the inside because you feel like you should have known. How? Answer that. How? If God didn't tell you, if he didn't make it known to you, how is it you should have known? Tonight's message, release the guilt. You see, guilt is the devil's way of keeping you emotionally stagnant, stuck in a time, season, in a moment that didn't go as planned. So love It's time you let go of the guilt, release it, and move on. You're holding up your own blessings. Somebody, you're holding up your own blessings because of what you won't let go of. You are not guilty. You are not guilty. I don't care what the devil says to you and how he plays with your head. You did what you had to do in the moment. You made the decision you had to make in the moment. Maybe it wasn't the best decision, but it was a decision you had to make. You are not guilty. The God that sees your heart, according to 1 Samuel 16:7, is looking beyond your outer appearance, and he renders you not guilty. And he renders you not guilty. You did what you could, when you could, for as long as you could. Let me say it again for somebody. You did what you could, when you could, for as long as you could. There's no reason for you to feel guilty. Accidents happen. People make the best decision that they can under pressure all the time. The nurse in tonight's foundation text, she was under pressure. So she did what she had done zillions of times before. As the child's nurse, she picked him up. She picked him up because it was comforting to the child, who was probably upset. He was probably upset because children can sense when something is wrong. And from the text, we learned that not only was his father killed, his grandfather was also killed. So he lost two people at one time. And that changed his whole world. And she was just trying to get him out of harm's way. So she picked him up because it was comforting to him. He was used to her picking him up. She picked him up because it was a familiar gesture, something that she had did a zillion times. It was a familiar gesture that they both knew. And in that time frame, in that moment, she made the decision to flee. She never intended to harm him. She was trying to protect him. You see, beloved, you're not the first person to make a decision you wish you would have had time to rethink. You're not the first person to make a decision that you wish you would have had the time to rethink, time to undo, but it was too late. Forgive yourself. Stop enabling the guilt. Somebody, the more you don't forgive yourself, the longer you don't forgive yourself, you're enabling the guilt. Forgive yourself for what happened. Forgive yourself for what happened. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know. Forgive yourself for even picking up the phone. Forgive yourself for not asking better questions. Forgive yourself for not doing more research before deciding, etc. Stop enabling the guilt, because there simply was not time. More time would have perhaps produced a better outcome. Maybe it would have produced a better outcome, but you don't know that for sure. But you don't know that for sure. So I need you to stop dwelling on what if. So I need you to stop dwelling on. God sent me to Philippians tonight to tell you to stop dwelling on what if. It's time to release the guilt so that you can move on, so that you can move forward finally. Father God, minister deliverance to that one who is constantly confronted with what if. What if they had said or done this? Would things be different right now? Help them to once and for all release the guilt they have imprisoned themselves in. Help them to understand that one decision, right or wrong, made in a moment, does not create a life sentence. Beloved, Jesus took everything you would ever be guilty of. Hear me. Jesus took everything you would ever be guilty of to the cross. Let his blood wash your conscience clean. because it's a mind thing with you tonight. Let his blood wash your conscience clean. You didn't get the chance to rethink that situation, but your thinking is being restored now. Release the guilt. Receive it. It's time to release it. If Jesus can make the decision that he made about his mother, of all people, even though he was on the cross and in pain, you can't think clearly when you're in pain. But he made the decision, and he was confident in it, and he stuck by it. So that's what I'm telling you to do tonight. Make the decision, be confident in it, and stick by it. And pray your way through, and it's going to be okay. In Jesus' name, amen. It was a short message on tonight, but that's all the Lord gave me for tonight. I pray that you were blessed. If you need prayer, further prayer about this situation or any other situation, you can go to the website, prolificfire.com, and send in your prayer request that way. Or sorry, I got a text message. I was making sure it wasn't wrong. If you need prayer, send in a prayer request via prolificfire.com. Or on Friday night, join my sister in ministry, published page for Faith on the Line, for prayer and encouragement live on the air. The phone line will be open Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call in and your prayer request will be addressed in as well. If you desire to, the number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. All this information will be up on all my social media sites. So if you didn't get it, if you listened in but you didn't get the chance to write down the information, don't worry about it. Just go back to the site that you know me from and get it from there. And we hope to be with you on Friday night. If you would like to sow into this ministry, thank you so much. The Cash App is the dollar symbol, Prolific Fire. It's a dollar symbol in the ministry's name, Prolific Fire. The P is capital, the F is capital as well, written all together, Prolific Fire. Also, you can use the PayPal. It's the PayPal.me/Prolific Fire, PayPal.me/Prolific Fire. Or once again, you can go to the website, prolificfire.com. And be sure to join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, because God has more to say. I'm out. God bless. May God be the glory.